the transition effort itself is a huge undertaking to move the entire executive branch of the federal government from one political leadership to another. You know, it's a pretty standard, obviously, you know, every 4 or 8 years they go through it. The agency review process then is an undertaking of just getting, you know, kind of the state of the agency. So every, you know, it's very mechanistic. It can be kind of boring sounding, actually, maybe to a lot of people, where you're reviewing budgets and personnel ceilings and hiring and the state of play on regulations and basic operational issues. And the whole idea is that we kind of do this work and then it's handed off to the incoming political team that's appointed by the new president. And we hand off, or we have handed off, sort of a variety of findings and you know, sort of recommendations or plans and those sorts of things.
You know, the last few weeks of the Trump administration were anything but normal. We saw, you know, numerous cabinet officials step down in the aftermath of the Capitol insurrection. President Trump himself was impeached for inciting that insurrection. I wonder whether any of this impacted the work you were doing.
The just frankly awful and unacceptable events around January 6th had no direct impact on transition because, unfortunately, they were pointed at Congress, but we were also virtual and not there on the ground. But I don't think there's any way that an event like that cannot impact all aspects of the federal government in some form or fashion. It is beyond unfortunate. It is a frightening episode, frankly, and a damaging episode for our system of government. And to have the President of the United States incite an insurrectionist mob against the Article I branch of Congress as it was trying to certify the election results is just, frankly, something we've never experienced in the history of our country.
What are your thoughts on Biden's pick of Tom Vilsack to lead the Department of Agriculture?
He is a, you know, detailed-oriented person who cares a lot about the mission of that department and its impact on not just rural American farming, but on the world at large and on our country. And he's somebody that brings a lot of real experience, but real passion and care for what goes on. So it's kind of one of those things where you know that the work you're doing is going to be put into good hands, and or the work that we did, right, that's going to go into good hands and be put to use and put to productive and effective outcomes.